on a quite a tight game.
Listen, it's not until I come up here and speak to you, and we're judging boys on the conditions as well, you know, on the pitch, and that is, it wasn't the best conditions for a game of football today, but we've got something about themselves now, the boys, and there's a belief that we're not going to concede easy goals. You know, Queens gave us some problems. Dobie and Dykes are clever players. But, you know, we battled through those periods of the game, and, you know, Ryan Blair scored a really good goal to win us again.
Like you say, it wasn't perhaps nice to watch at times, but was that kind of pleasing in the sense that you able to grind it out, like you say, the conditions, the opposition, what you had to face?
Listen, I think if you'd said a couple of weeks ago that we were going to go four games in a row against the opposition that we've come up against, we would absolutely bite your hand off. And today, to ask some the energy, the commitment that they're putting into it, the boys are a credit to themselves.
You're in the top four now, is it?
Yeah, and we said that, you know, I didn't mention the other day that it was the first time of the season that if we had won a third game in a row, we decided to come off it and not bring that to the boys' attention. But today I did. I put it up on the board and said, you know, if we win today, with the way the fixtures were, only ourselves and Falkirk played last night, that we'd be sitting in the playoff and nobody could do anything to stop that. So they played with a little bit of pressure on them. But I'll give them a good weekend to look at that league now.
Clean sheets for the bounce as well. Must be delighted as well that scoring goals and obviously keeping them out of the
league. I think that's, you know, when we're looking back and analysing the games, that's a pleasing thing. The boys are working to a certain shape, and as I say, when teams are getting at us and maybe having their better periods in the game, we seem to be able to get bodies in the box to defend the situations. Now, it's not going to continue throughout the rest of the season that we're going to get a clean sheet every game, but it's not a coincidence at the moment that we can build from that. And as I say, the icing on the cake's to Ryan's save at the end when he gets down to that one. You know, it's another clean sheet for him, but Bruce is the one that starts it up front, where he's limiting boys for getting on the ball and getting comfortable possession.
It's a fine strike for the winning goal as well, don't
they? That's something that Ryan's had. I go back to when he was a 15, 16 year old boy at Falkirk. You know, he's a very good passer of the ball, he's got a good strike, great set of plays, and he deserves that, he's been magnificent since he come in from day one. But as I say, he's added to the squad, and that's the three that we added in the squad are good characters. I keep talking about that, good characters that are now helping the boys get results. Ryan Blair, well, I don't know if he's an out-and-out goal scorer, but the one thing that Ryan's got is he's got an assist in him, and he has got a decent strike from distance. He had a decent free kick in the first half, I think, as well. You know, the keeper's done well to save that, but the pleasing thing for ourselves as a coaching staff is it's collective. It's collective at the moment, and I say to the boys before the game that every player in that dressing room, before we read out the starters and the subs, everybody's had an opportunity, and you know, rightly so, and it's a team game.
Do you think there's still more to come from this team in the sense of, you're obviously fairly recent
in terms of commitment, we can only demand the same again. If you were to say is there more to come, ideally you're looking at pre-season before you can really start bedding in ideas. You know, it's difficult coming in during the season, so to bring a style of play, or you know, if people are going to turn around and say what this management team are going to try and do, you know, it's difficult. And the boys have played a 4-1-4-1, we've played a 4-4-2, we've played a diamond. It's not as if we're coming out every week and asking them to play in the same manner. So again, that's the demands that are putting them, they're responding to that.
Fans are delighted with it. What's it feel like to get them as noisy as that?
No, it's it's brilliant. And honestly, in the league performances that we've had, and I know results are hard to come by to begin with, but we'll go home with a feel-good factor tonight, and it's nice to know that they'll be able to go for a pint, or if they're watching the telly or are going to work on Monday or school, that they can now look at Dunfermline back in the playoff positions.